Hello.
My name is Tammy and I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call from this number. May I speak to the person who requested the call back?
This is him. How you doing, Miss Tammy?
I'm great. Michael, how are you?
Yes,
who are?
Ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, so are you trying to file a claim, sir?
Well, I called y'all and spoke with someone last Thursday, I believe I did it. And
okay.
I called yesterday because I tried to put my Social Security number in. When I called, she gave me the number to talk to, the call every Sunday.
Yes.
Through Friday. All right, so I put my Social Security number in, and then I put my 4-digit code in, which I got yesterday because the lady didn't give me one on that day, Thursday. So this 4-digit code didn't work that I was given yesterday.
Okay, so you're trying to file a claim? Because
yes,
that's
ma'am.
What I do. I can
yes,
file
ma'am.
Your claim for you. Okay. We're going to do that then. How about that? Your social. 424-29-64-73. I have 424-29-64-73. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Could I please have you verify your name, sir?
Michael.
Okay.
Baker.
Okay. Date of birth, Michael.
December the 23rd, 1987.
Okay. Can I have your mom's maiden name, please?
Stephanie Banks.
Okay. They have D-A-U-G-H-T-R.
Daughtry. Yeah. She got three on. Stephanie Daughtry. Yeah.
It's okay. Okay. They made me call it. Okay. This is okay. You have a. It said has detected an active claim on file. A claim being completed 2/11/22.
Mhm.
Okay. Okay. So we still can do a claim. Okay. I got you. Verified everything. Your date of birth. Okay. English is your primary language. Are you considered disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the Armed
Forces?
Okay, thank you. Okay. And this is your driving license? You have a driving license?
Yeah. I got them somewhere around here.
Okay, because I'm seeing a number and I want to know, I have to verify that, 1826712.
sound like this is it.
Okay, you know what? No, that wasn't. That wasn't a driver license. That's a non-driver ID.
Okay,
Okay, are you, if you approve for benefits, or did you go direct deposit or benefit card?
I went direct deposit.
Okay, I need checking or savings account.
Oh, let me see. Hold on. What about the checking and savings account?
Okay, is that what you... Hold on.
I put it in checking.
Okay, see what I... Okay, because what I'm going to need from you is a routing number and a saving and account number.
Okay. But that lady already did all this.
Each time you do a claim, sir, they're going to ask you the same thing.
Okay. My routing number is 272.
273.
272-273-482-64.
I have 743-782-001.
Yeah, that's my account number.
Could you verify your address?
I have 6854 Emery Drive, Mobile, Alabama. 36619.
Can you verify the primary phone number they have on file? 251-303-2520. Okay. Which of the following cities have a current or former association to you? Madison, Enterprise, Albertville, or Irington, or none of the above?
What is Irington?
I-R-V-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Irington.
Yeah.
That's familiar to me.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2641 Fair Oaks Drive, 322 East Park Avenue, 612 A-L-A-M-O Drive, or 6926 Simpson Road, or none of the above?
Simpson Road.
Which of the following street addresses in Theodore have you ever lived at? 10565 Carly Road, 11295 Waller Road West, 6076 Spurry, S-P-E-R-R-Y Road, or 8840A Gold Pond Lane, or none of the above?
They don't sound familiar, none of it, but I don't know. They don't sound familiar.
Which of the following streets have you ever lived or used as your address? Carroll Plantation Road, North Mendenhall Court West, Warner Street, East Safe Harbor Circle East, or all of the above?
I know the Safe Harbor.
Huh?
Safe Harbor, Irvington, and maybe another one on there, but I'm not sure. The Safe Harbor.
East Safe Harbor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In which of the following cities does Stephanie Baker currently live? Alabama, Pelham, Pike Road, Vine Mart, or Bayou La Branca?
What's that last one?
Vinemont.
Vinemont.
Yeah, V-I-N-E-M-O-U.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance? No, you ain't been through a tornado and all that.
No, no.
Did you receive, did you get a trade and you got a TRA certificate for a trade?
no, not nothing like.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
I'm not sure it was on that last claim of mine, but I think I did. I believe it was the same.
Okay. And what was your last day worked?
let me go back here. That last day should have been... Let me see, check my calendar. On the 3rd. Thursday on the 3rd.
Of February?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. I have 2/3/2022. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. I was just sick for the weekend, but I'm all right.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you work on commission?
No.
Are you registered for school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension?
No.
Have you received a workman comp due to a work injury?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Could you please tell me your job title?
That was my job title, janitor.
A janitor?
Yes, it was.
Okay. This is who, okay. Okay, you was a janitor. Okay.
Yeah.
And you kept business clean and order condition. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
My real occupation is airfield. I'm seeking work, but not direct. But I, of course, I'm seeking work, but not as a janitor.
Okay, so if you're not seeking work as a janitor, let me go back. Okay, you said no. So what else? Okay. Enter a job title which reflects the occupation you are trying to gain employment in. What are you trying to, other than janitor, what else are you trying to do?
There's other skills. I got forklift, aviation.
Okay, so are you seeking work in forklift?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I put that down.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. And the people that you're doing this for, is that Express Service, Philip Keith, Clark Personnel, or Launch Technical Workforce?
Clark Personnel.
Clark. Okay. Yeah. That's who you are. Okay. And do you have a phone? We need a phone number for them, please.
I have to search for that because I don't really have it in my phone. I'm getting it, no.
Okay.
I'm getting it to go. Clark Personnel. two different things.
Hey.
Okay. And then this flow.
Yes, ma'am. Could I have the employment date you started with them, please?
That was in September. Now, I can't say what day of September it was.
Was it the beginning, the middle, or the ending of September?
It's more like probably like the beginning.
Okay, what year?
2021.
Okay, and then give me again your last day worked.
February 3rd.
Okay, could I have your city and state you work in, worked in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. Did you receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, I don't believe I did.
Okay. And could you please tell me why you're no longer there, quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
I want to say it was a lack of, it was the, a shortage. It was like,
it was lack of work.
You could say a lack of work, but they were downsizing.
The company was downsizing?
The contractor was downsizing, but the company was, you know, getting more.
Okay, let me see. Okay. So it says corporate downsizing. Is that fair to say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what we're doing, a benefit card or your bank account?
That was my bank account.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, hold on. You must see type of work so you can, okay. 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 All right, okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career System. The Career System application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your employment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama centers, or you can go online, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update on your online resume. Failure to do so will result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week will result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, you can use the website, which www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to use the telephone system, you should call each week 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. We've done one for today, so you need to do one next week. And Mr. Baker,
yes, ma'am.
We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I don't have no. If I call y'all next Saturday.
No, you don't call on Saturday, sir.
I meant Sunday.
You can if you don't get you if you call that if you call the number that you call today, you can call that number Monday. And you can still do it because you can claim Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday.
Right.
Yeah. So you have the whole week, I mean, basically. But I did this one for you, so the next one is next week.
Next Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, you can do it. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
So I call y'all one of them days, Sunday, next this coming Sunday through Friday.
You can, right? Okay, we're not, yes, but we're not here Sunday. Now you can call. If you're calling that 1-800 number 752-7389, you can call them through Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. I don't know what number you use today to call, but whatever number you use today, you can call that. We'll hear from Monday through Friday.
Right.
Right. So, but if you decide you want to do it on a Sunday, you call that 1-800-752-7389 number.
Right. And I was trying to do that, and when I did that, it accepted my social security, but it didn't accept my password.
Okay. You did that today, you saying?
That's what I was trying to do today, because she told me yesterday to do this today.
Okay, next Monday, then, if it won't let you do it, then you just do it again like you did today with us. And therefore, you have another person. You might get me.
Yeah.
So.
But if it don't show my 4-digit code.
It don't show me that. I think you have to make that yourself because it don't show me a four-digit code, period. Only thing I get for you is a PIN number, a temp PIN number if you was doing the benefit card. And that's it. Because other than that, I don't, it don't give me a code to give you.
Oh, because she had reset it and gave me one.
Huh?
She reset it and gave me a four-digit code, but
that wasn't through the claims, right? That was through the inquiry line, because I can't reset anything and give you a code.
Yeah, the 752-7389.
Right. So you have to, okay, well, you have to call them again and get a code. Because I'm only the claim keeper. I'm just the person who you come through to do a claim.
Okay, so my claim was made last week and this week?
Yep, we just did it.
Okay.
So the next one is next week, because we already did that one. We already did you one.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, I guess, thanks for helping me.
You're very welcome. I'll probably talk to you again next week.
I hope so.
Okay. All right, Mr. Baker, you're very welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Mm-hmm.